Google tells me an audit is an official inspection of an individual's or organization's accounts, typically by an independent body. If it's an individual being audited, as in an IRS audit, then the individual stands little chance of having any influence on the proceedings. That is, unless the person being audited can afford to hire accountants and lawyers, or perhaps bribe the auditor. If it's an organization being audited, then it's a fight between two groups of bureaucrats. First, they fight about whether to have an audit. Then they fight about which of their crimes will be reported. Then they fight about who will do what about the crimes to be reported. Then they send taxpayers the bill. It's important to keep in mind that there is no scientifically verifiable method of determining whether an audit has reached a valid conclusion. The whole procedure is a primitive, zero-sum game of chicken that wastes everyone's time and money. In a society where anyone can say no to any proposal, every group action is under a continuous audit by the people involved. And that audit involves far more analysis of a lot more information than any possible conclusions that could be drawn by a group of government hucksters at some later time. It is true that an audit is a little better than oversight or transparency at all. But an audit is a far cry from the scrutiny provided by people who can say no. People who are very aware that whether they say yes or no will affect their bottom line. People who are motivated to be a lot more diligent in their analysis than any bureaucrat at some later date. Just say no analysis will be carried out in real time so it can prevent bad decisions instead of being carried out long after the fact in the faint hope of correcting the effects of bad decisions already made. Or more likely, the audit is just part of the cover-up. In a just-say-no system, we will still not have any means of determining the absolute fairness of any arrangement. But we will know that everyone involved in a group activity believes what they're doing is fairly organized. If they don't think it's fair, they can just say no and do something else that they find more attractive. We have a choice between two forms of audit. On the one hand, we have the legalistic government audit designed by lawyers and accountants for the benefit of lawyers and accountants. On the other hand, we have the just-say-no audit of free people handling their daily business. The governmental audit is often no audit at all. The government can't seem to tell us the last time the Pentagon or HUD have been audited. But an independent analysis by experts has found $21 trillion missing from just those two government agencies. Just Say No analysis is continually applied as part of people's daily life, and the results of the analysis are not ignored. People know when they're getting ripped off. They can feel it. They don't have to do a lot of intellectual analysis, because billions of years of evolution have taught us not to waste our time and our energy. Those organisms that did waste time and energy are no longer with us. A legalistic analysis largely ignores morality. How many immoral acts can you think of that are actually legal? Morality is built right into a Just Say No society from the bottom up. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.